Hello and welcome to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is the Feast of the Presentation of the Lord, Monday, February 2nd, 2026. Our scripture passage today comes from the Gospel of Luke, where he writes, "When the days were completed for their purification according to the law of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord, 'Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated to the Lord,' and to offer the sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate in the law of the Lord." Today we celebrate the presentation of the Lord, an ancient feast, luminous and quiet, humble and glorious, all at once. In this moment, the eternal Word made flesh is carried into the temple, not in majesty, but in the arms of a poor couple, offering the sacrifice of the poor, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Everything about this scene speaks of humility. Mary's humility, Joseph's humility, and above all the humility of the Son of God, who allows himself to be presented, carried, and consecrated, like every other firstborn male in Israel. Yet hidden within this humility is glory, the glory of God's salvation entering his temple, the glory recognized by Simeon, the glory proclaimed by Anna, and the glory awaiting all who embrace the lowly way of Christ. Mary and Joseph came to Jerusalem to fulfill the law of Moses. They do not consider themselves exempt because of the miraculous nature of Christ's conception. Holiness, for them, is not the absence of obligation, but the loving fulfillment of it. They teach us that humility is expressed in obedience that flows from love. Humility bends the knee not because it is weak, but because it is free. Humility accepts God's commands not as burdens, but as invitations. And so the Holy Family walks the path marked out in the law, not for God's sake, but for ours. Their obedience is a quiet revelation. God sanctifies the ordinary through those who embrace it with love. Luke is careful to note the offering, two turtle doves or pigeons, the offering permitted for the poor. Jesus enters his temple not accompanied by gold or tribute, but by the sacrifice of those with little to give. The Messiah is revealed through poverty, because poverty, whether material, spiritual, or emotional, create space for God. Pride fills, humility empties. Pride clings, humility offers. Pride hides weakness, humility exposes the heart to grace. Jesus' entire life begins in poverty. That is not accidental, but chosen. He teaches us God does his greatest work not through human strength, but through human emptiness. This is God's first entrance into his temple, carried, silent, vulnerable, unable to walk or speak. The one who will one day cleanse the temple arrives today as an infant. The Word through whom all things were made cannot yet form a single syllable. This vulnerability is not a flaw. It is a revelation. The Almighty chooses weakness in order to heal the weak. The immortal embraces frailty to redeem the frail. Divinity is wrapped in swaddling clothes so that humanity may be clothed in glory. The presentation teaches us that true power is never afraid to be small. It is not the high priests or the scholars who recognize the Messiah. It is Simeon, righteous, devout, waiting in hope. It is Anna, aged, widowed, persevering in prayer. Humility recognizes glory. Pride is blind to it. Simeon sees the infant and proclaims, "My eyes have seen your salvation." Not a future salvation, not a distant hope, but salvation here, in swaddling clothes, in weakness, in littleness. Anna, a woman the world may have considered insignificant, becomes the first public evangelist of the Messiah. Her humility becomes her authority. I think the presentation foreshadows the whole gospel. Humble obedience leads to the glory of the resurrection. Surrender leads to freedom. Self-emptying leads to fulfillment. Littleness becomes the pathway to significance. This is the pattern Jesus will follow, and the pattern he invites us to follow, to present ourselves to the Father not with achievements, status, or perfection, but with the offering of our poverty, our wounds, our limitations, our needs. And when we do this, the Father receives us as he received his Son in the temple. In humility, we step into our true glory. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, presented in the temple in humility and simplicity, teach me the path that leads to your glory. Give me the heart of Mary and Joseph, obedient, trusting, and poor in spirit. Open my eyes like Simeon and Anna to recognize your presence in the humble, the small, and the hidden places in my life. Present me to the Father each day, that in lowering myself, I may be lifted up in you. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today, I invite you to share them with others. And if God should move you to return here each day to my hermitage, where we reflect over the Word of God and apply it to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.